R&S.
Hey, is Richard there?
No, he's not. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, maybe you can help me out. Do you handle some of the financing for the company?
No, ma'am. It's solely him.
It is him? Okay. Does he have an email I can send a note to?
Yeah, RS excavation at yahoo.com.
Okay. That's RS excavation.
Yep, Richard Scotty excavation at
Oh.
yahoo.com.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I will do that then. How's business going for you guys?
Pretty good. It's just been a lot of rain. It had us messed up a little bit, but it's been going well this year.
Oh, okay. Rain is not good for you guys, right?
No, not whatsoever.
Okay, cool. I thought you said it had a lot of rain, so it's good right now. I got me. Okay. So are you guys going into your busy season? Not besides the rain, that is, in the flood and crazy stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. Summer's usually wide open.
I see. Do you know if Rich is looking to bring on any new equipment? Any talks about it?
No, not right now. I think what we got is sufficient at the moment, but I mean, that could change tomorrow, you know?
Yeah. Do you do the logging and excavating yourself, or are you kind of like the office guy?
I'm a son, but I'm in the office pretty much most of the time.
Oh, I see. Okay. Do you know if there's like a typical time of year you guys look to do financing, if you guys ever, looked into doing it?
Hey, can I put you on hold or something 1 second?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, not really. It's just kind of random. There's not really a set time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just give you a little info here. I was actually just following up on a like a finance offer I sent out to Rich a few days ago. It was a pre-approval for about like 250,000, it looks like, and it's good for like capital, working capital, and equipment financing. Basically, it's just cash, and you guys can invest it however you guys want it to. You can use it for anything you guys need it for. Do you know if you guys are have any kind of cash flow problems right now, or any kind of plans for growth
No,
this year?
not really. I mean, we just the last piece of equipment we financed was right at $500,000.
Oh wow, that's
Yeah,
expensive. That's the only thing I've ever heard that was that expensive, was like a laser or a CNC
so.
machine. What
No,
kind of
but this.
machine is like 250,000 for you guys?
What's that now?
What kind of machine is it that is so expensive?
A cut down machine that like a bulldozer has the tracks
Oh,
that you roll on, but instead of a bulldozer, it has like a big cutting head out on the front where it reaches out. It's a swamp where we're logging at right now. We just switched everything up and went from a dry hill down to the swamp. So you have to be on tracks out there. You sink everything you have.
Oh wow, that's crazy. I didn't know bulldozers can get that expensive.
It's not really a bulldozer. That's just basic, easy way to explain it to you.
Right, yeah,
It's
that's
kind of
true.
set up
'Cause I
like
don't
a
really know
parking lot.
exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Do you know if you guys didn't pay cash for that, right? It's so expensive.
No, it was financed.
Oh, okay. Who did you guys use, if you don't mind me asking?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I mean,
Hopefully you guys got a good deal.
we got so many different accounts that I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I see. Okay. Well, I guess how about this? I'll just go ahead and just email Rich, and then if he's interested, he'll just get back to me then.
No, all right, that sounds good.
Okay, thank you. Bye.